Last time we checked in with Nunzio DeSantis, who's been lead architect and designer of some of the best hotels and resorts you've ever seen in your life, he had gone into business with his son. Now they're celebrating 2 years together, and we thought we'd check in and see how it's going. Nunzio DeSantis joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. So you guys are still talking?
Oh, my goodness. It's a match made in heaven.
So it's now Nunzio Mark DeSantis. And your son's Mark.
Yeah, so our name is Nunzio Mark DeSantis. It's me and my first name and my son's first name. And we've enjoyed a great time together.
You know, you've done really remarkable work all over the world, Ritz-Carlton's and Mandarin's and Waldorf's. But one of the things you did, you and some guys, are the reason that all of a sudden everybody started talking about Cabo San Lucas. When I was a kid, everybody went to Acapulco. There was no Cabo San Lucas. You built it out of the ground. Anybody doing anything like that anymore?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, Cabo is a uniquely successful destination in Mexico. There's a lot of opportunity in Mexico. People still look at Mexico as kind of the very best in service because of the quality of the attitude of the people that live there, and they're just so sweet people, and they understand how to serve. So it's always been a great attraction. And Cabo, the first project I did there was in 1994 when we designed the one and only called the Rosewood Las Ventanas project, which changed the entire complexion of that part of Mexico. What was really a spring break town, a sleepy fisherman's town, and kind of a Cabo Wabo, Squid Row, Giggling Margolin kind of big drinking place. So we brought luxury to it, and today it's probably one of the most identifiable luxury golf retreat destinations in this part of the world. And yeah. Las Ventanas began. We did, you know, the one and only Palmia, the Capella, which is now called the Resort at Pedregal, worked on the new faces of the Alberge. Currently, we did the Secrets Puerto Los Cabos. We're working on the new Caesars project right now, and a whole series of others. So it's still very active.
So this has been an annuity for you. You're still doing work there. Where else? What else is hot around the world? What else are you working on?
Well, let's stay in Mexico, the Riviera, the Riviera Maya, which is, you know, Cancun really kind of set the tone for a voluptuous development that grew over time and kind of set the pace for, you know, years and years to come. In fact, I had my honeymoon there in 1986 at the famous old Camino Real done by Legarreta. Today, Cancun is not really the core or hotbed for new development, but, you know, the next 50 miles up and down the corridor that faces the wonderful Gulf, I mean, it's a whole new adventure of luxury and hotel destination experiences and getaways. And man, the it's a collection of extraordinary projects. So, it's probably every bit as hot a destination as Cabo is. And there's a lot more, there for the guests to enjoy, but it's also got a very tired face to it. There's so many old properties that have been there forever, and downtown Cancun isn't really the luxury spot, so you move away from that. But it's really fascinating how well Mexico has continued to thrive and kind of cannibalize its own clients and expand it. And so it's been fun to watch Mexico, and you know, it's a great country.
What about anything going on in this area right here immediately?
Yeah, you know, the beauty about the Dallas-Fort Worth area is, I call it, you know, in a selfish way, the center of the world. The United States is such a powerful entity, and it impacts the economics of every major nation in all walks of life. And Dallas is interesting in the sense that it's in the center of our country, and it's just north of Mexico, a powerhouse from a cost standpoint and from a service standpoint. So you can get anywhere in the United States from Dallas-Fort Worth in 3 to 3.5 hours, whereas if you're on the East Coast, whether you're in New York, it's 5.5 hours to L.A., and the way back you lose a whole day. You know, from a commercial and from a commerce standpoint and from a service standpoint, DFW is extraordinary. You can see that through all the corporations that are moving here. It's also a value. Our tax base and so forth, you get so much for your money. So Dallas is exploding when you look at the opportunities here, not only a great place to live, center of the world, great tax base, but also the vibe, the new, the fresh, the unencumbered, the entrepreneurial spirit that you find not only in the Texas attitude, mm-hmm. but in the places we build. So they're exciting, vibrant buildings, a lot of fabulous new hotels going up around. We're doing a number in the city that are exciting. We're doing one that we take an icon, which is the great City Place Tower that's on 75, the sure. pink one that sat away. And, you know, it's a series of atriums that march up this 42-story building, atriums in blocks of 6-7 floors.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking that lower 7 floors plus the lobby and creating an urban resort oasis. I mean, it sits in
really?
This big fabric of areas. Yeah. So we're taking what is a building a little bit off the beaten path of all the other big towers, one that sat there alone as you drive upside,
sure.
up and down. Now we're going to make it an outstanding luxury design of where you mix this vertically integrated lifestyle building with office and corporate. And, you know, when I was a kid, the great ballrooms in the world were at the top of buildings, not on the ground, because that's where you put them because of the structure, all the columns that would have to come through ballrooms.
Right.
But at the top, you can go column free. We've got our ballroom at the top of the 42nd floor, so we get this unencumbered view of this treed landscape, downtown Dallas, the new, you know, uptown area, the nightlight. It's kind of, you know, big city views and big city celebrations at the very top. We've got 7 floors in the building that's going to be a hotel with wonderful restaurants, full-service spa, great fitness, outdoor restaurants that spill out to a deck that's 65 feet above the street, and pool in the sky. And so, I mean, it's big city hotel comes to Dallas in a remarkably unusual, repurposed, iconic.
That's fabulous. So what's the time frame for this? And does it have a name?
We're some of the demolition's already underway inside the building. You know, we're reinventing the face, the personality, the complexion, the attitude of this stoic building. So we're beginning in the concourse. So as people park, they walk into something young and fresh. They come up, and then you've got this kind of historic structure that has to resonate with legacy, and then you move people up into the fourth floor. Fourth floor is the first floor of the first atrium space. That's the lobby floor, and then you start to build into the guest rooms, the great outdoor coffee house, the great bar in the lobby, views in both the north and south direction, the big view of downtown. The meeting space is on the first level in a conference zone, and then the great celebration ballrooms are all the way on top of the building where it's high life, high view, very exciting.
Sounds fabulous. Does it have a branding yet? Does it have a name?
You know what? I'm not sure. We're ready to surprise everybody in Dallas with who the flag will be, but it'll be one that is inventive and looking to put its mark in Dallas in a very powerful way. So we're mm-hmm. excited about that. I'm sure there'll be a big splash that comes with it. But then we're doing things like we're the architect on the new Peabody out in bringing the great brand from Memphis with the great ducks in the lobby and that history and to Roanoke, Texas. So we're trying to help elevate the impact of a growing, vibrant community with a legacy address in terms of a hotel. So, you know, we're doing that. We're looking at projects south of Dallas. We're looking at them out on the lakes. Dallas has just got so much traction, and it's so significant in terms of its play,
and not only
domestically, but so it's fun.
And it sounds like you've got a lot of traction, too. It's good you teamed up with your son. You've got more business you can shake a stick at. Nunzio DeSantis is the principal of Nunzio Mark DeSantis Architects, and designs beautiful buildings. Good to talk to you. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.